Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
What a difference a day makes, right? 24 hours since news of Gaddafi's death first began to trickle out in Libya, and the past 24 hours have been filled with celebrations in Benghazi, Misrata, and in Tripoli as well. Joining us now from Tripoli, Rana Jawad, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Rana, can you tell us what it's like there today?
Well, it's relatively quiet compared to all the celebratory gunfire overnight and all the people that poured out onto the streets into the early hours of today. This is a Friday, of course, which is the day off for Libyans. It's a day of prayer as well, and people are beginning to gather at the main Martyrs Square here in central Tripoli to hold a collective prayer. I think for many Libyans here, after many hours of rejoicing on the streets with news of Colonel Gaddafi's death, this will be a day of reflection as well. At the end of the day, this is a man who is now dead, and I think a lot of people here today, although they celebrated it, they do believe, and as far as their religion conscribes, that they need to pay some form of respect and pray, and that seems to be what is happening today.
We're speaking with Rana Jawad, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, in Tripoli. You know, Rana, we spoke with, an NTC person said that the reason that Muammar Gaddafi's body has been displayed in Misrata is that it seems the Libyan people need the catharsis of knowing that he's truly dead. Do you get that sense as well?
Definitely. I mean, there was so much skepticism in the beginning as well. You know, people said, even though they were already celebrating the news, they said it's probably going to turn out to be false and we won't believe it until we see it. So I think the body did need to be transferred somewhere where there would be a lot of witnesses, not least of which from another city, to see the body for themselves. That aside, it is interesting to see that it was transferred to Misrata rather than Benghazi, for example, because Misrata took a very heavy beating during this eight-month conflict. It witnessed some of the worst structural damage, and a lot of people were affected by the war there. We don't know at the moment what they're planning to do with the body. We know it's already undergone the religious process of being cleansed at the mosque. However, it's unclear so far as to where he will be buried. There are some officials here we've spoken to that have suggested he might be taken back to his birthplace of Sirte and buried there. There are others who have said he will probably be buried in a secret location somewhere in or around Misrata. Very unclear at this stage, but according to Islamic law, if you will, he does need to be buried within the first 24 hours after his death. So it will be interesting to see how the authorities here handle that.
Rana Jawad, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, speaking to us from Tripoli.
If you managed to see some of the disturbing video footage of the last moments of Colonel Gaddafi's life, you know there remain questions about why and how the Libyan leader met his end. Our BBC colleague Roger Hearing put some of those questions to a senior member of the National Transitional Council, Mr. Mohamed Sayeb.
He was captured in a stowage pipe in Sirte, nearby the area where there was the fighting. And our mortars were taking him while he was trying to escape. Then he was shot on his feet. They were trying to take him to a hospital where they have crossed a fighting area. There were lots of firing. He was shot in the head unintentionally, and the bullet came from, no one knows whether it was from his soldiers or from our colleagues. He was taken to a hospital, examined by a specialist. They wrote a report that there was a different time between the bullet in the feet and the bullet in the head. There will be another third party from another place out of Libya to witness the whole thing, and he will be buried.
What about Mutasim, the son of Colonel Gaddafi? Again, he was seen to be alive in the hands of some of your fighters and then was seen to be dead afterwards.
No, I think Mutasim was dead from the minute they've captured him, because he was shot before they catch him. He was dead. They've captured him while he was dead.
And where is Saif Gaddafi at the moment?
Saif Gaddafi escaped from Sirte with some of his colleagues, but I cannot confirm his captures or his death. But he will be captured, I'm sure he will be captured.
Will he be captured and kept alive once he's captured, or will he again, like Mutasim and Colonel Gaddafi, perhaps not survive being captured?
We want to see them alive, take them to a court. It will be very good for those who lost their beloved ones, who lost their sons, to witness them in a court.
Because people will say it just doesn't seem likely that once you fall into the hands of supporters of the NTC that you survive very long.
Throughout this war, our people never killed those who were captured. Our martyrs were very, very human. Even though if they've killed Gaddafi and his son Mutasim, if they kill him 1,000 times, I think it will not pay back the Libyan what he has done. We've lost over 70,000 of our best men because of this monster. Even if he was killed intentionally, I think he deserves this.
You think he deserves it if he was killed by one of your fighters deliberately when he'd been captured?
I don't approve this. We would like to see him captured alive and taken to a court. But I only was saying that how bad he was to everyone, and not in this country, but the whole world.
The voice of Mohammed Saya. He's a senior member of the National Transitional Council, speaking with our BBC colleague Roger Hearing. Questions about what happened to Muammar Gaddafi in the moments before his death. You saw the video. He was alive and then dead. Do you agree with what Mohammed Saya says, that it doesn't really matter, that his behavior as a leader of Libya basically means that whether he was dead or alive, it matters little? Weigh in at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Certainly Libyans have suggested that that is the case for them. What do you think? Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. And what about the sense of capture of some of the remaining folks close to Muammar Gaddafi? Is that important to the future of Libya? Weigh in at 877-8-MY-TAKE.